I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey everybody, it's Andy in my dressing room getting made up, and tonight should be really interesting. We've got DJ James Kennedy, otherwise known as White Kanye. He is here, and he's performing his new single. Oh my God, I wish I knew the name of it, but I will soon, because it'll be an earworm, and I won't be able to get it out of my ear, and either will you. My best friend Bruce is bartending. Lauren from Summer House is here with him. Oh yeah, Bruce needs makeup.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be great. I think we have a lot of questions for DJ James Kennedy. I'm dressed like a college professor. And that's the deal. Enjoy the show.
He still says it's not about the pasta, and her relationship with Carl is a disaster. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lauren Workus and James Kennedy now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen. I know I'm dressed like a beat college professor tonight. I'm live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two people who really know how to make things awkward in a vacation home. Just when we thought she was over Carl, she got back under Carl, but it looks like now their do-over is truly over. From Summer House, it is Lauren Workus. Hey, Lauren. In a white jumpsuit, I might add. Thank you very much. And he'll be performing his new song for us later tonight and for his girlfriend's sake. I hope the lyrics aren't just la, 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 la. From Vanderpump Rules, it's DJ James Kennedy. White Kanye, how you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling really good, thank you.
White Kanye, did you refer yourself as Ray J tonight on the show?
Perhaps.
Yes, I think you did. Over at the bar, it's really not about the pasta for him either. It's more about steaks. It is my BFF for real and the executive vice president of the Palm Restaurants, Bruce Bazzi. Hey, Bruce. Bruce, I haven't had a sick sip of alcohol tonight, but I can't seem to speak. What is that about? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I should mention that you can listen to Bruce's radio show, Lunch with Bruce, on Sirius XM Radio Andy, right, Bruce?
Thank you.
Bruce just did a great episode with Julie Chen. I loved it, Bruce.
Thank you.
On a serious note tonight, we learned a valuable lesson on Vanderpump Rules. What's happening with your mic, sweetie? You can't find your mic back? Is James's mic not working? All right, the lesson we learned was never leave your jacks unattended. Watch.
Hey, Al, you can come and help me if you want. Help.
Are you serious?
Help me.
Literally, I'm like, I'm gonna die. I have flashbacks in my head.
Oh my God, I'm winded.
Max just had to get rescued. Oh, stop it. He couldn't breathe.
Don't laugh. Someone almost died.
Well,
I almost died.
Would it be bad to pop a beer at this hour?
You had someone come get you?
Like heart to heart or anything.
You mean mouth to mouth?
If something was to happen to Jax, I mean, that's like a horrible thing to like think about.
Oh my God, everyone thought that was very funny, didn't they?
I thought it was really funny too.
You did?
Yeah, I mean, I did not think he was gonna end up drowning.
Right.
Nearly drowning.
Was that water very deep?
It looks like a lake. It looks really shallow. Like
yeah, very murky underneath. Yeah, right. Scary. So yes. I wouldn't have swum out that deep.
Tonight, Rob spilled some interesting tea to Tom and Jax about his relationship with Sheena. Watch this.
How are you and Sheena doing?
Good. I mean, I was almost married before Sheena, and she was a princess. Like, her dad was the Prince of Brunei.
I know Sheena, and I know she puts a lot of pressure on herself.
Right now, her whole thing is she's like, I love you. And she's like, wait, should we say it back? I definitely have love feelings, but that word is something you just don't, like, you don't throw it around.
From what Sheena tells me, they say I love you every day. It just seems like one person wants a little bit more than the other person.
Okay, that's time for our first poll. Go to WWHL.TV. Were you shocked that Rob doesn't say, I love you? What were your reactions to this?
I was shocked. As a girl, I would not continue to say I love you if the man
the guy
did not
was
say
not
it
saying
back.
It back, right? DJ James Kennedy, what do you think?
I was a little concerned. I was a little concerned, you know. My main like priority in that whole situation is Sheena. I just want her to be happy. And, you know, if he's not saying it back, and she, right. there's an issue.
Well, 95% of you are shocked. Very good. Steven has been opening up about how his parents don't accept his sexuality. It's very sad. We accept you, Steven. We want you to know that. Carl may not always respect your feelings, but tonight he did much better managing his mom's, we thought. Watch this.
Oh, Carl.
What's wrong?
It was a rough year.
After 34 years, my parents are getting divorced.
I'm sorry.
For what?
You're the one that's been helping me.
Oh, I love you. You know what's not hard? Is calling you my mom. Watching your parents go through divorce is not easy.
It's gonna be all right.
My mom's looking to me for strength.
So with all you've been through with Carl, how did you feel seeing this side of him?
I think that's the side of Carl that I've always loved. And that's the reason why I continue to give this guy the benefit of the doubt, because I know that he has a really soft side. I just hope he showed that with me some more.
Right. I know you've got a lot of questions for Lauren and James, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, James seems to care about his girlfriend, but every time he's around Lala or Logan, he acts very flirty, which Raquel clearly finds hurty. Watch.
Do I think you're in love with me? Absolutely.
Oh, you're in love with me also.
As a lot more.
Watching James and Logan, like, interact, I don't know, it's weird.
L-A-L-A-K-E-N-T. I'm laughing with Lala.
You guys are like bonding on a whole nother level than just like friends.
I'm naked still.
I've loved you, so you have to understand, Lala.
What's the problem?
The whole world is claiming to have sex with James Kennedy.
The whole world wanna have sex with James Kennedy.
Oh my God.
Okay, Raquel is here. Hi, Raquel. I'm sorry that you have to live through that again, but you may like this. Go to WWHL.TV right now and tell us, is James disrespecting Raquel by flirting too much with Lala and Logan? Yes or no? We are at 96%. Yes. So everybody thinks that you are disrespecting
Look,
Raquel.
I definitely made mistakes. I definitely was saying things that I shouldn't have said. And yeah, a little bit too inappropriate. Am I in love with Raquel? Do I choose over anyone in this entire world? Yes, absolutely. And I'm completely dedicated to this girl right here. I love you so much.
We have had a lot of your castmates on this show, and I've talked to them a lot about what's going on or what's alleged with you and Logan.
Right.
They seem to think that maybe you are a hole is a hole kind of guy.
What does that mean?
That means maybe you've done it with a guy.
No. That's what Jax said, not me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's what Jax is, you're saying.
That's what Jax said before.
Oh, about himself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, was that not the reference?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm like that at all. You know?
Don't?
No, not at all. You know?
Have you had a physical relationship with Logan?
No.
Okay.
You dipped in that pond?
I have never dipped in the pond.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. Well, here's what, James. You've said you and Lala are friends to the end, but last week she was here and she had some interesting things to say about your relationship.
No.
Did you see this?
I didn't. Okay, I was working. It was like, see you next Monday.
Yes, right. Take a look. Tell us, do you think James and Lala are actually meant to be together?
That's right, guys. That's right. I got to give a standing up.
I wonder what James adds to her life that she puts up with all of his nonsense.
I have just recently realized nothing, so that's what it is.
Did something happen recently between the two of you?
You know, it's just always hard reliving the show, seeing it come out again. You know, some people can't handle it as much. But, you know, do I apologize towards what I said about her man? Absolutely. I'm trying to grow up a little bit, and I won't be saying those things in the future. Hopefully we can mend broken bridges. If not, whatever. I've still got my girl.
Second, Lauren's family is known as the Workus Circus, but this season on Summer House, she's been part clown and part freak show, mostly all on her own. Take a look.
Made a cake for you. Let's make out. We're all trying to save, babe.
This is not good, Lauren.
Don't say no stress, because right, it is stress.
No one cares, Lauren.
You're disgusting.
When I talk to everyone, I can't talk about me, because I can only talk about you.
The one thing that I need you to me on your dick.
You're a piece of I'm a f***ing prize that you treated like
alright. Here's what. Speaking of the circus, Carl's been a lion. Can Lauren ever tame him or herself? Here's a sneak peek of the next Summer House.
You asked me about that story, and I denied it.
You lied to me.
I lied to you. Because that was my story to tell, not his. Moving on. A friend of mine calls me. We were talking about divorce.
Carl. You considered her your boo in the face.
You don't believe me.
But you wanted to go FaceTime and show your abs to a girl.
So what? I'm single. I can talk to her the I want to talk to.
Oh, but Carl, I just don't believe anything that comes out of your mouth.
I've had no idea how much I've hurt Lauren until I'm talking to her right now. And that's really hard.
Oh, God.
All right. It's a surprise to him how much he's hurt you.
How could it be a shock?
I know. I've been watching.
Like, I mean, I can hit you to the blue in the face. Like, are you kidding me?
Finally tonight, Carl pointed out how ironic it is that Lauren's family is from Carl's bad, because as far as they're concerned, Carl is bad. But no matter how much Carl acts like a hot Carl, Lauren often gives him another chance. Here's what. I want to play Vanderpump or Vanderdump. I'm going to tell you some things the guys on Vanderpump Rules have been doing.
Okay.
Tell me if you would accept this. James spit on Kristen's door after a fight.
Spit, not accept.
Rob said he loved but wasn't in love with then-girlfriend Sheena.
Not accept.
Jack started a rumor that Kristen went down on his girlfriend Brittany, and even Lisa heard about it.
Dumb.
Schwartz gifted Katie a ring on a string despite knowing how badly she wanted to get engaged.
He was going there. Accept.
Thank you very much, Lauren. James is going to be performing for us in just a few minutes. And over at the bar, he got to start in a Beverly Hills restaurant, just like you, James. It's my bestie, Bruce Bozzi.
Damn.
Hi, Bruce. What's the special at the Palm today? Do we know?
Yeah, a little chicken parmesan.
Delicious. By the way, getting a lot of tweets from people. Miles S. wants to know, what are your thoughts about Carl and Sheena hooking up? And do you think they should make it official?
I'm going to say one thing right now.
Yeah.
He led people on to believe they had sex. They did not. So let's not throw the word hook around.
Oh, okay.
Hook up lightly.
Oh, okay, wow. Well, what did
if
they
do? If it's tonsil hockey, I mean, I'm going to hell.
So they just made up. They made out.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why we are, you know,
discussing
leading people on, but, you know, Carl's good at that.
Oh, interesting. Let's go to Taylor from Indiana. Hey, Taylor, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Lauren. Why does Carl FaceTiming a girl result in him being needed to be kicked out of the house, but it was okay for you to go out and hook up earlier this summer?
Good question.
It's a good question. First of all, that woman on the line was a married woman, should not be FaceTiming. And on top of that, you don't tell someone that you're working on yourself and you want to, you know, you want to be, you know, a friend and you don't want to date, and then you're, you know, 2 feet away, you know, on FaceTime. Just, you know, have a little decency. Maybe hide it a little bit better.
Let's go to Erica from Ohio. Hey, Erica.
Hi, Andy. I hope you come to Cleveland soon for your book tour.
Me too.
But my question is for James. James.
Hello.
Hello.
You went
to Big Bear and took Lala outside and said that you had a negative, like, thoughts about her boyfriend because he put her in jeopardy. How did he put her in jeopardy?
Oh, I don't really remember saying it like that. You know, it was just a matter of, you know,
you were very drunk.
Yeah, very drunk, first of all. And, you know, it's just a matter of just making sure my best friend's doing all right. At the time, you know, I was very concerned, maybe a little too overly concerned. And, yeah, I honestly don't even remember saying that, so sorry.
Jill from Oklahoma. Jill, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Lauren, after watching the show, why do you trust Steven so much? Do you see that maybe he is jealous of what you and Carl have or your friendship or relationship that you could have?
You know, I think that Steven, unfortunately, had something going on with Carl at the same time as I did. And, you know, yes, of course, things can get meddled. He, you know, I think ultimately had my best interest at heart. I definitely think that sometimes, you know, it got a little bit, this, like, triangle that was hard to manage. But ultimately, he's been my loyal friend.
Mm. Oh, my God, it's time for Pardon the Bravo-ruption.
Hi. Hello.
Are you listening to your own song?
Yeah.
It was Sheena listening to her own song. We just had to interrupt. Let's go to Sarah from Chicago. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. I think you're so cute. But anyway, my question is for James. James, if you were in Raquel's shoes, would you confront Lala about the flirtatious behavior like she did?
Sorry, one more time.
If you were in Raquel's shoes, would you have confronted Lala about all of your flirtatious behavior?
You know, I'm one to be a little bit more loud, so I probably would have done it in a bit more of an obnoxious, drunken mess.
Right.
But yeah, I probably would have. Like I said, you know, I made mistakes that night in the jacuzzi, probably shouldn't have hung out as late as I did, said things I didn't mean. Raquel's the love of my life, and that's all that matters.
Wow, love of your life.
That's right.
Nice. Is he the love of your life?
Yeah, I think he is.
Think he is? Okay, very good. Let's go to Jason from Plano, Texas. Hey, Jason, what's your question?
Yeah, my question is for Lauren.
Okay.
I just want to know if Carl really has three nuts, and if so, does that third nut help the other
Carl
two?
Carl has a nut that's attached to the other nut. It's not fully attached.
Right. So he did explain it last week on the show, how the third nut works. Okay, on next week's Vanderpump Rules, Brittany's been feeling sick every morning since their trip to Big Bear, and Jax is about to find out if his sperm are better swimmers than he is. Here's a sneak peek.
Go out there, girl. I don't think that I am or anything, but I keep throwing up. Like, I threw up here for no reason. I threw up in Big Bear.
Wait, hold on. Do you take birth control?
Mm-mm.
So what do you guys do? Like, pray and spray? Come talk to me really quick.
Okay.
I keep getting sick, so.
Are you pregnant?
Brittany can't be pregnant. I mean.
Are we hoping she's pregnant?
God, no.
No.
I mean, yes. Good Lord.
Let's go to Samantha from Maryland. Hey, Samantha, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for James, and I'm just wondering what your relationship is like with Logan and Faith after everything has happened so far.
What's going on with Faith and Lala? And Logan.
And Logan. You know, they're doing their own thing. I haven't really talked to Faith in, like, God knows how long, and right now me and Logan aren't talking, so.
Doesn't sound great.
Doesn't sound great, darling. Sorry to upset you.
It's game time, everybody. Fans thought that the argument between James and Lala, pasta was a code word for something else. They really thought you were talking about something
else. No, it was about the pasta.
Okay. But when Kristen was here, she confirmed that they were truly fighting about pasta that is so delicious that anyone would be tempted to eat it. In honor of that, let's play Who's Eating Raquel's Pasta? Okay, Raquel, you and James go over to the green screen. Put these glasses on. James, put those glasses on. Lauren is going to give you clues while people are going to be sidling up to your table trying to eat your pasta. Oh. Lauren's going to describe who they are to you. If you both guess 7 in 60 seconds, you win. Lauren, go.
He is in the newest Lifeguard movie. He's like a paperweight. It's who?
The Rock.
Yes. He's your boss. She's your boss.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes.
You reference that you are the white version of him.
White Kanye West.
Lauren's this so amazing good. Lady went to jail for her homemaking skills.
Martha Stewart.
Yes. James, it's the girl that, you know, Raquel is fearful about.
Lala?
Yes.
This is the queen of talk show host. She is number one queen.
People say
Oprah.
She might. Yes.
This is.
One more.
He's your friend on the show, but you also are nemesis.
Jax. Jaxie boy.
No, this Jaxie is not. Boy. No, sweetie, this is a singer.
Oh my God, I went out of line. Oh my God. She has colored hair and she has short hair. She's married to a motocross, Carrie Hart. She's a singer.
It's pink.
Not blue.
Pink.
It's pink.
Okay, this is exciting. Debuting his newest song, Get Loose, live in the clubhouse. Give it up for White Kanye, DJ James Kennedy.
Let's go.
Hold up, get loose. Who's up, who's who? Who's me, who's you? I don't even know, cause I just took two. Back, yeah, I'm back once more. Hold up, yeah, on the dance floor. All the bitches wanna roll, I'm on the floor. You be doing it right? Hold up, get loose. Who's up, who's who? Who's me, who's you? I don't even know, cause I just took two. Well, I'm back, back once more. Hold up, yeah, on the dance floor. All the bitches wanna roll, yeah, I'm on the floor. We doing it right, let's go. Hold up, get loose. Who's up, who's who? Who's me, who's you? I don't even know, cause I just took two. Yeah, just took two, just took two, just took two, just took two, just took, just took, just took, just took. I don't even know, cause I just took. Yeah, we back once more. JK, yeah, on the dance floor. All the girlies wanna roll, yeah, we on the floor. Are we doing it right? Oh, look, they can feel alive. Look and watch what happens live. Hey,
who's me, who's you?
I don't even know, cause I just took two.
You just took two.
Thank you. Out now on SoundCloud.
You just took two what? What'd you take two of?
Two sips of water.
Really?
I want to thank
James, Lauren, Bruce. All right, everybody. The fun continues with Lauren Workus from Summer House and DJ James Kennedy from Vanderpump Rules. Behind the bar, it's Bruce Bozzi from Lunch with Bruce on SiriusXM Radio and Channel 102. If you go into the Beverly Hills Palm on North Cannon Drive most days at lunch, you are not only going to see a million superstars in every power broker in Beverly Hills, but you'll see Bruce, too. And he'll give you a big kiss. I am just getting word that the response on Twitter to your song is excellent.
Nice. Thank you. That means
people
so much.
People are really, really into it, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, some people are calling you White Ray J, which is funny because you said that. People are saying, I'm living for James Kennedy. James, you were dope tonight.
Thank you.
People are making fun of me being your hype man.
Yes.
Yes, it's great. It's great.
That's awesome.
It's all good.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I really liked it. You just took two. I mean, can't you take one?
I wrote the song during Coachella weekend last year.
Oh, I bet. Okay, good. Shep Rose tweeted and said, I've had some fun out in New York with Lauren Workus and Carl, both cool, but how could she expect too much out of the guy? A tiger never changes his stripes. Wow. Calling the kettle black.
You know, Shep, I probably shouldn't expect a lot, but you guys don't see there is a lot that isn't shown, and
right. We
do have a connection and chemistry, and I'm just a regular human chick. What can I say?
I get it. I totally get it. Chelsea Ingle tweeted, I just watched It's James Kennedy on Andy, and now my boyfriend keeps singing, I don't even know because I just took two. Titty Contour said, I want someone to look at me the way Andy looks at James Kennedy when he's performing.
I love it. I noticed that on the last video I posted.
Your face,
it's just so much love. I love it. I love you too, though, Andy.
Oh, my God, I love it. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Hey, caller. Don't leave me hanging.
Oh, hi, it's Patty from Philadelphia.
Okay.
First, Andy, I want to just tell you, you are fabulous. I love you.
Thank you.
And
love you back.
My question is for Lauren.
Okay.
Hi. Lauren, are you currently in a relationship?
Good question.
And if so or if not, how are you going to stay clear of toxic relationships?
You know, it is a little hard, but I am currently not in a relationship. I'm single. I am open. I am looking for somebody, so send them my way. You know, it is hard sometimes to, you know, stay away. I think every girl has been there, and I'm very open and honest with my feelings. And, you know, I had an attachment with someone, and it was hard to break.
I get it. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, my name's Eleni.
Hey, Eleni.
Hey, Andy, I love you. I think there's a delay. That's probably why.
It's cool. It's super weird. Just charge ahead.
All right. First, I want to tell Lauren that she looks absolutely beautiful tonight.
Thank you so much.
Do not need to be, like, even thinking about Carl. Like, he can't touch this. But for James, I'm just wondering if, like, when you guys are looking back on the show, like, how is she feeling about it? Is there any conflict?
Between me and Raquel? Or was that even for me?
Yes.
Obviously, there is a little bit of conflict issues. You know, clearly she couldn't be happy watching that back. But again, you know, I'm making mistakes and I'm learning from them. You know, what can I say?
Raquel, my best. What has been the hardest to relive?
I think that jacuzzi scene was the hardest.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to wait to watch it with James, and I started crying. It was definitely tough to...
Oh. How old are you?
Yeah, it was horrible.
23.
Are you still in, or did you graduate?
I'm graduating this May.
Congratulations. How are you? How old are you, DJ James Kennedy?
I just turned 26.
Very good.
Yes, and we'll be moving in together, actually, when she graduates.
Yeah. Nice.
And we're getting a dog.
And you're getting a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, James.
Not from Vanderpump Dogs. No. Oh, I won't say that yet. Just kidding. No, I didn't say that.
I don't know if you need to plant that flag, sweetie. Maybe you should get one from Vanderpump
No,
Dogs.
Because we tried already, but she didn't let her get one.
Oh, okay.
But anyway...
Lisa V wouldn't let you get a dog because she...
Wouldn't let her get a dog, not me.
Oh, okay.
It was her thing.
All right.
She said I had enough on my hands.
Oh, did you have enough on your hands? Yeah, you do.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Trudy, and I'm calling from Hilton Head.
Oh, gorgeous Hilton Head. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, sunset. That lighthouse is so gorgeous with the red and white stripe, isn't there?
Yes. Like
yeah.
Montauk.
Right? Okay, anyway, back to the phones. I mean, what's your question?
My question is for Lauren.
I haven't had anything to drink. Okay, what's your question for Lauren, Hilton Head? I love it there.
I wanted to know, her sister's always saying how immature she's being about certain things that are going on with Carl, but I have to say the tossing of the watermelon was quite the jaw dropper and wanted to know what the conversation was after that happened.
You know, my sister likes to make an entrance and she made one, but, you know, she has my best interest at heart and it may be a little dramatic, but, you know, it's probably a good analogy for Carl. He's either really quite refreshing or you're left picking up the pieces, so.
Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Bam.
Yes, this is Vivian. I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana.
Hey, Vivian.
And I have, yes, I love your show, and I have a question for James.
Okay.
I wanted to know, I think he's a great guy, and I just wanted to know, after Lisa gave him a second chance, why is he starting back drinking so much, taking a chance on
nothing? Oh, no!
As he grabs his drink. And I should mention...
This is soda. She called me right before this.
It's like his 20th chance she's given him, right?
Yes, and he needs to understand he's got a lot going for him, but this will be the one thing that will take him down for good.
Wow, good point.
I just wish
she sounds like my grandma. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the words. I'll get a hold on it, I promise. I won't let you down.
That is the lamest. That is like tissue paper. It's like nothing.
What should I say, you know?
Well, you just took two, I guess, right?
Yeah.
He just drank two.
Check out the new track on SoundCloud. It'll explain my drinking habits currently.
I want to thank Lauren, James Kennedy, and Bruce Fossey from The Bomb. For more, click around bombatv.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loureau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.